Hey, I'm Tommy.
こんにちは、トモです。
You're listening to Football and English. A football pitch. Just a patch of grass where 22 players run around and kick a ball for a little bit, right?Well, maybe in the old days, maybe still at amateur level. But get anywhere near professional football, and that patch of grass becomes incredibly important and incredibly scientific. It can literally be the difference between a free-flowing attacking game of football and one where the ball gets stuck in midfield or just kicked long all day. So here's a crazy question. Might a football pitch be the most important part of professional football?
サッカーのピッチと聞いて何を想像しますか ?22 人の選手たちが走り回り。そこでボールを蹴るための芝、もしくは草と捉えていますか？昔はそうだったかもしれません。現在でもアマチュアのサッカーのレベルではそうかもしれません。しかしながら、プロのサッカーになっていくにつれて、その芝生の存在は非常に重要かつ科学的になってきます。滑らかなパスをつないで攻撃的なサッカー、一方で常にロングキックを繰り返すサッカーの違い、それらを生んでいるのは芝生にありました。プロサッカーにとってピッチはどれほど重要な存在なのでしょうか。というわけで、今週はピッチについてです。芝生、サッカーに欠かせない要素の一つだなというふうに思ってるんですけど、まあ、僕自身スタジアムに行って、まあ、好きな体験の一つに、こう風が吹いてるとスタジアムから芝生の匂いがして、あ、来たなっていう感じになるんですけど、トミーはありますか、それ。うん、
I get that just in the local parks. You go for a walk and someone's just cut the grass and you smell the freshly cut grass, we say. It reminds me of being a kid on a Saturday morning playing sport.
ね、不思議だよね、あの感覚。だから、芝生を刈ってるとそこから匂いが出てきて、ああ、サッカー見に来たなっていう感じになるんですけども、まあ、覚えてるのは、小学生の頃、エスパルスのね、スタジアムに行って、その試合をすることがあったの。で、やっぱりプロのピッチってさ、普通のグラウンドと違うから、なんかすごい記憶に残ってて、こうふかふかでさ、やっぱり、あ、全然違うところでやってんだなっていうのも記憶に残ってますね。
Yeah, I had the same experience when I played on a nice pitch. It's just so different. It makes you feel professional.
違うよね、全然やっぱり。
Yeah.
僕自身、イギリスにいることが長かったので、まあ、日本はやっぱり芝生のグラウンドが少なくて、イギリスってなんでこんなに芝生が生えてくんだろうなとかも思ったし、なんかこうピッチの上で、スライディングをしてこう寝っ転がったり、あの感じってのはなかなか日本ではないし、まあ日本にね、その芝生のグラウンドが増えたらいいなっていうふうには思ってますね、
Yep. So, well, let's get started with some vocabulary for today. Just a few simple words. The first one, blade of grass.I think everyone knows what grass is, but a blade of grass is a single piece, which in Japanese, how would you say?
草の葉っぱですね。一本ずつの葉っぱ。
I know, like a leaf of grass. Yeah, we say blade of grass. Second word is artificial. Artificial means fake, so you have artificial pitches.
人工芝。イギリスでは 3G って呼んでたかな、よく。
Yep, there was 3G means generation, so there was 2G, 3G, second generation, third generation.
4G はあるんかな今。
4G? Yeah, I wonder.
あるんだろうね、多分。
Sounds like mobile phones.
ね。
And the third word is mowing or mow. So you mow the lawn, you mow the grass with a lawnmower.
芝刈りです。芝刈りやったことある、トミー。
Oh yeah, when I was a kid, I did it every week at my house. I loved it. Yeah.
気持ちいいよね。
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would do it with the fake lawnmower next to my dad, who did it with the real one.And then when I turned like 12 or 13, I was able to do it myself. Yeah, I loved it.
やっぱり芝生でこうやって綺麗に整うとすごい気持ちいいんで。
Yep. Okay, so we're talking about pitches. Let's get through some of the basics. There's some very, I think everyone will know these things or at least have an idea. But there's some basics that I wanted to cover and I think it's a good chance to pick up some other English. So the dimensions and markings of a pitch are defined in Law 1 in the laws of the game. So it's the very first thing a referee learns.Maybe because it's so simple, but also it's very critical. So the dimensions, meaning how wide, how long the pitch is, and the markings being the paint, the lines.
JFA のですね、サッ ッカー施設用具ガイドラインっていうやつをですね、昨日見つけて、そこにしっかりやっぱりね、細かく書いてあった。サッカーのピッチはこうやって作りましょうっていうのが。で、ピッチの大きさ、タッチラインは105メートル、ゴールラインは68メートルで国際大会、もしくは公式戦を行いましょうとなってて、まあ、人工芝のね、なんかこう、こういう風な人工芝を使いなさいっていうのをやっぱり指定されてて、JFA の今、ロングパイル人工芝ピッチ公認制度っていうのがあって、それに認められているものをなるべく、プロの試合では、ね、使わないんだけど、アマチュアレベルのゲームで使いましょうっていう風なことが書かれてましたね。
So just jumping onto those guidelines. So every league has different guidelines. So in Japan, is it has to be 68 meters long, the goal line?
あるよ。この幅はある。うん、
yeah, because FIFA's rules say the goal lines have to be between 45 and 90 meters. Anywhere between that's okay. And then the touch lines must be 90 and 120 meters.
うん。だからその幅は持っていいけど、なんかね、大会とかこう国際大会やるときは、この FIFA がやってるやつでやりましょうっていうの書いてあった。
So a pitch can be natural or artificial turf, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But in the lower leagues, you might see a lot of mud. And in Japan, one thing that I noticed...Everyone plays on sand. Why? That's like the worst place you could play football.
ね、不思議だよね。日本は土というか砂というかそういうピッチが多いです。
Yeah.
まあ、お金がかかんないっていうのも一個あるし、やっぱりね、なんか夏はね、枯れちゃうんだって芝、暑すぎるから、日本。
Same problem in Australia? We don't have that. We don't have sand.
そうね、
It gets very hot here, yeah. It gets very hot in South America. There's other places that it gets hot. So I don't understand why Japan doesn't play. Because we'll talk about later why it's important. Number one, it's important for injuries. Kids growing up, you know, 12, 13 year olds, they're developing. It's a very important time to not get injured.
ね、本当に重いです
ね。So I can't understand why Japan doesn't put more effort into this. But anyway, we might talk about that a little bit later.
でもさ、やっぱあの…キーパーとかさ、痛いもんね、土
にやるからね。Yeah, yeah. I don't understand.
イギリス行った時は、やっぱり全然このサッカーのピッチが違うなって思ったから、やっぱりこのスパイクとかも変わってくるかな、使ってくる。日本だともうちょっとこう低いやつでスパイク履くし。
Yeah, we said that in the boots episode, didn't we?
ね、やったよね。あのサッカーのブーツの話の時に。で、この土じゃなくて、やっぱ人工芝もね、めちゃめちゃ増えてるかな。この10年で本当に増えてて、2000年から日本にだいぶ入ってきたらしいんですけど、川崎フロンターレの練習場が一番早く導入したらしいですね。人工芝にしましょう。
Artificial pitches must be green as well. They can't be any other color. I think in America you see like blue pitches and things like that. According to FIFA, they must be green.
ウェンブリーの横のさ、パワーリーグって知ってる？トミー。あの、5人対5人で壁がない。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
あれ結構変な色でさ、今も多分ないと思うんだけど、紫とか青とかあったけど、なんだろうね、飲み物の中でやってるみたいな感じがする。
Yeah, there's a few pitches like that in Osaka. I think Footmess have like a blue pitch. It always felt weird to me. Like it doesn't feel like you're actually playing football if it's not green.
ね、なんかちょっと。
It has to be green for me.
変な感じするよね。あの色違うやつでやると。
A pitch must be rectangular.
長方形。
長方形。
書いたことある、トミー。Have you ever drawn a pitch line?
No, I have never. I'd love to try it, but I wouldn't want to do it for a real match because it's a lot of pressure. Like, I run in my local park, I run around the pitch, and it bothers me so much because the lines aren't straight. Like, it's just really annoying. And at my local park, the lines are black because they also play rugby on the same pitch and the rugby lines are white. So I find this, yeah, it really annoys me.
あれ緊張するよね。どう失敗したらどうしてんだろうね。プロの試合でこう書いてる人。
So I assume you can just wash it with a hose. If you get like high pressure water, you could probably wash that paint off.
そうか、そうだ、ね。
But still, you know, it's a lot of pressure to get it right. And particularly the circle, that would be really difficult.
どうやってやってんだろう、あの丸を書くときこうやって。ちょっと線をこうやってやってんかな。
Yeah, I don't know. So being rectangular, the longer lines are the touch lines or side lines, as we call them. The shorter lines where the goals are called the goal line or byline.
Byline はね、日本でほとんど聞かないかもな。Goal lineは聞くけど。
So this is it's an interesting point because the goal line for us would probably be the line between the posts.
ゴールラインテクノロジーのことでしょ、だから。
That's right, exactly.、うん、But the byline is between the corner flag and the post.
はいはいはいはい、はい。
So you often say to a winger, get to the byline and put in a cross. So get right、うん、to the end and then put in your cross.
そこをだから、バイラインにした方がいいと思うよ、俺も。だから、ゴールの外側はね。ゴールライン。
That's right, exactly.、うん、exactly.So I mentioned before, the touchlines must be between 90 and 120 meters, and the、うん、two goal lines must be between 45 and 90 meters. All lines must be the same width, so the lines, again, being the white lines, no wider than 12 centimeters,、
うん、
which this is at my local park, they're like 20 centimeters, and that annoys me. They're too wide.、
Oh.
The six-yard box is just that. It's 6 yards from the goal line and from each goal post to the line.The penalty box is exactly the same, but just 18 yards. We、うん、call it the 18-yard box. And then the penalty spot is 12 yards from the goal line.
うん。これをね、聞いてて思ったのは、ヤードとメートルが混ざってるんだなっていうのが面白かった。
Yes.、うん、It's a good point because originally the rules were written back in imperial、
うん、
measurements. But now、うん、we use metric.
ね。だから今はメーターで言うことが多いけど、昔の言い方が残ってる。18ヤードボックスね。あと6ヤードボックスでしょ、うん、その2つが残ってて、1ヤードは91センチ。だから約 0.9 メートルかな。で、まあ、イギリスの実況とかでもよく18ヤードボックスと6ヤードボックス単語が出てくるんで、ぜひとも覚えた方がいいかなと思いますね。あとペナルティのあれでしょ ?9.15 も。10ヤードが、9.15 meters って感じ。
Yeah, which is just too hard to remember, so that's why 12 yards is yeah, much easier. The other two lines on a pitch are the penalty arc, or the D, we call it. That's 10 yards from the penalty mark. Do you know what the D is for?
これさ、D って普通に呼んでる？トミーは。
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a D, right?
Like
the A, letter D, yeah.
日本でなんて呼んでたんだっけなと思って、ペナルティーアークとか呼んでたけど、呼ぶ？英語で。
That's the official name, but you often call it the D.
あ、そう。
Yeah.
あれはだから、PK 蹴るときに入っちゃいけません。で、PK のスポットから10ヤードじゃないの？
Yeah, to give the person kicking the ball room for their run-up.
消えないバニッシングスプレーみたいな感じだよね。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty much. But also behind the player as well, so...Because otherwise, you could stand there and just talk to them. Hey, you're going to miss. You suck.
そっか。
You could probably still do that, but yeah, just a little bit further away.
あれっている？いらないとなと思ってたんだけど、書くのめんどくさいなと思いながらあれ。
I think it helps. Because if you look, a lot of players will touch the 18-yard line when they're running up from a penalty, I think.
そっか。
I think it just gives a little bit extra room.
確かにね。ちょっと邪魔にならないっていう意味ではあった方がいいんだね。
That's right.The final mark is the center circle, which is 10 yards from the center mark, so the radius around. So that's the lines and the markings and the dimensions. Let's talk about how pitches evolve. So we're going from the technical parts to now the actual grass and how it's kind of developed. I think if you watched football from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s, you would see some of the terrible pitches teams used to play on, particularly in England, where the weather is, you know, lots of rain and things. In winter, pitches would freeze.Which is obviously very hard. It's like ice. So that made it very dangerous to play on, and very easy to injure yourself. You know, if you fall, you could easily break your arm because you're falling on ice. And then in the summer months, the pitches would dry out, like you were saying happens in Japan, and turn to dirt and dust. And then if it rained, that dirt and dust would turn to mud. And that's when you get just a shambles. Like you just can't play football in that kind of conditions.
うん、昔の映像を見るとプレミアリーグもやっぱり芝生は緑じゃなかったんだなっていうか泥まみれになってるし、なんか大変そうなんだなっていうふうには思うし、自分もねやっぱロンドンにいた時は毎回やっぱり雨が降っちゃうとすごい泥がついて帰ってくるんで洗うのも大変でしたねやっぱね。
Absolutely. Yeah.
けどそれをさ自分でプレイして帰ってくるじゃん午前中で、まあ教えたりして帰ってきた時に昼にそのテレビつけて見始めると全然汚れてないわけやっぱそのさっきあんなにぐちゃぐちゃだったのにプレミアリーグのスタジアムやっぱり綺麗なんだみたいな。
I used to always like in my games, my goal would be to get dirty. I feel like if I'm not dirty, then I didn't play well. But other people say a defender, the sign of a bad defender is if they've got mud on their shorts.
ああ、そういうことか。
Because defenders shouldn't need to slide tackle. A slide tackle means you're recovering.
そうね、確かに。
Yeah. Anyway, that's a bit off topic. In the UK, games are often called off due to those issues around rain, dirt, mud, things like that, and cancelled games equals lost money.
うん、確かに。だから試合をなるべく中止にしないために、そのピッチの改良がされてきましたと。で、冬はさ、やっぱ雪で中止になることはあるけど、最近もう雨で中止になるってことはないよね、ほぼプレミアリーグは。
Yeah, I can't remember a Premier League game. It's happened in Australia recently. Definitely. But I can't remember a Premier League game. I guess the drainage there is very good.
ね、この水はけっていうのがすごい良くなってて、日本も雨でこうボールが動かない。あ、最近あったけどね、雨でボールが動かない。
Yesterday, Cerezo. Cerezo against Kashima. Yeah, it was awful.
ボール動いてないじゃんって思うけど、やっちゃうとき多い。でもね、あの雷が来たときは、はい、終わりっていうパターンが多いかな、J リーグ。
But J League, you've got the problem with Tsuyu, the rainy season, and typhoons. Like some of the conditions I've seen games played is just crazy. It's impossible and it's unfair on the players because you can't play football in a typhoon or that kind of rain.
台風来た時とか、この今日もたくさん話すけどさ、ピッチ管理する人絶対大変だよね、あれね。
Yeah.
ね。
Absolutely. So in 1981, to combat these issues, Queen's Park Rangers.Who are a team in London, they installed OmniTurf, an artificial pitch. The problem with these pitches is they were so hard and the ball bounced very high, and it led to a big home team advantage. So some teams never played on artificial pitches, so they're not used to it, whereas QPR played on it every other week. You know, it's an advantage for that team. So in 1995, artificial pitches were banned by the English FA.
こういうあのピッチでフットサルやったことあるけど、すんごいやりづらい。
Yeah.
まあ、ボールの転がりとかバウンド、あとは、まあ、もちろん選手がやっぱたび重なる怪我があって問題が多発したのでやめましょうと、95年に全カテゴリーの、まあ、人工芝のピッチを禁止しましたと。でそれ以降試合でなかなか人工芝を見ることはなかったんですけど、最近ね、こう下のアマチュアのリーグとか下の下部リーグは人工芝が増えてて、それを、FA カップの時かな、そこを OK にしましょうっていう話も出てますね、やっぱり。
Yep. So then this is where it starts to get kind of serious in the 90s, late 90s and early 2000s. And it's noticeable that the pitches changed as you watched on TV. And at this point, TV was starting to become a really big part of football. And that brought money, which brought better players. And better players can't afford to get injured. So more money is invested into the pitch to protect those players.And then for the millions of people, the millions of eyeballs watching it on TV, a lush green pitch is just so much nicer to watch. It has a big impact on the TV experience. And now these days, it's a requirement in the Premier League for ground staff to be educated in plant science, apparently. And the job relies on a lot of data and a lot of technology.
だからこうお金が投資されてピッチにもかなりお金が入ってきて綺麗に見える。まあもちろん選手は怪我しないっていうことはそうだし、まあ、あとはね、グランドスタッフの方々によるこう教育がされてるから、どうしたらピッチがきれいになるかっていうのをかなり研究されてきてると。スタジアムツアーに行くと結構そういう場面を見れて、
They're very, very strict. You go near the grass and no, don't go on the pitch.
セキュリティに怒られたな、よく。
Yeah.
だから驚いたことは結構たくさんあって、まあ、こんな多くの人がまず働いてるんだっていうのも驚いたし、あとは、まあ、天然芝が育つためには太陽の光、あと風、水が必要ってなってるんですけど、まあ、水撒いて風でこう送風機機械で送って、あと太陽光移動式ランプっていうこう照らすやつがあるんですけど、あれはちょっともう SF っぽいね、あれがたくさん並んでるとこ、ああすごい光景だみたいな。
Yeah, well, on that point, let's get into how do we make a modern football pitch then. So TIFO football, we've spoken about before, they have a great, but actually quite difficult to understand, even for me, a great video on how to make a pitch. There's a lot of difficult English and a lot of science behind it, but let's try and run through it and make it sound a little bit easy.
ね、科学的な用語が多くて難しかったけど、でもやっぱり TIFO すごいなと思ったな。よくこんなの作ってるねって思ったし。
Yeah.
いいんです。良質が良くて。いつもこうなんかアニメにしててね、こうもう少し簡単な表現にしてくれればいいなっていうふうには思うけど、
Yeah, well, it made me feel maybe it's not possible. It's just, it's very scientific. This is, you know, you have to be very, you have to be educated to do this job.
うん、 専門的な用語が多かったので、ちょっとそこら辺紐解いていきましょう。
And the video is on the website, so go and check it out. The first point is drainage. How do you say drainage?
水はけです。水がはけてく。
So you need pipes underneath the pitch, and they drain away the moisture and rain, and so the pitch doesn't get waterlogged.
だから水たまりができないようにするためにはどうするかっていうので、まず一番下の土壌から作っていくんですけど、埼玉スタジアムを調べたら、水はけが良いのは川の砂らしいんで、近くからこう川の砂を持ってきて下に引いてるそうです。
Interesting. Well, that might be number three, but let's do number two. Heating. So...There's pipes underneath the pitch which allow a team to heat up the pitch to prevent it from freezing. Old heating systems, you had to either turn it all on or all off. There was no control, but now you can actually turn on just certain sections. So maybe the part in front of the goal, where the goalkeeper always stands, maybe that needs a bit of life. So they turn the heating on there to help it grow. They can choose the temperature as well.
地面の温度をコントロールしているそうです。日照時間が得られないときに、この地面の温度を上げるため、温度を上げることによって芝生の生育を活性化させますっていうことで入れてるらしいんですけど、まあ、こんなん入ってんだっていうふうにまず不思議だし、アーセナルに宮市選手がいたときに、あと雪がすごい降ってたのね。で、今日すごい練習してきたって言ってて、今日雪で絶対できないでしょみたいになったら、なんか溶けるんですよね、ピッチが、つって雪、うちのグラウンドみたいな。やっぱアーセナルすげえってなったけど、
Yeah, every team now has it for sure. And it's the snow definitely, but it's more, the snow actually you can sweep off. But the problem is if the pitch, the dirt gets the water in and then the water freezes, that's when it becomes like an ice rink and very dangerous. Number three is something called substrate, which is probably the first time I've heard this word. Apparently it's sand and soil that goes directly beneath the grass, and this may be what you're saying about Saitama Stadium?
そうね、そうね。このだから育っていく環境、サブストレート。いや、これ聞いたことないです。トミーでも聞いたことなかった。しょうがない、ね。だから土壌ですね。砂とその下の土壌をどうしたら芝生が育ちやすくなるかっていうのを作っていきましょうっていう。
Yep. Above that we get to the turf, the grass. Turf and grass is kind of the same thing. Turf just sounds a bit more maybe like the quality is better. Maybe, yeah, I don't know how you say the differences. But anyway, there are companies that specialize in making football pitch turf. Some grass types are better than others depending on the environment. So if it's hot, cold, if it rains a lot, there's different grasses which suit that. And it takes about 14 months for the turf to be grown, cut, folded and delivered to a club. 14 months.
この辺結構昨日調べたんだけど、2種類の芝生があって、夏芝、冬芝ってよく日本語で呼んでます。夏芝っていうのはこう暑さに強くて、まあこう傷ついてから早く回復力が強いと。で、競技場や広場などによく使われてまして、けど問題は日本の芝ってこう結構ね、冬になると、茶色く変色していくの。だから昔の映像を見ると、この夏芝をずっと使ってて変わっちゃうと。で今でもこの夏芝は日本は使われてます。で冬芝っていうのがよく見るプレミアリーグとかもそうなんだけど、いつも緑で濃い緑色をした芝。で高温多湿に弱いんで、そうすると日本のスタジアムでは使えなくて、東京より北側は結構育つらしいの冬芝でも。だけどスポーツターフ、スポーツ用としては冬芝の方がいいというふうに言われてます。でこれをキープするために2つをミックスさせてるらしい。オーバーシードって言って、冬の間にこう地上部が休眠する夏芝の上に冬芝の種をまいてると。なので、まあ、色的に言うと J リーグの方がね、ちょっと緑が薄くなってるの、芝生。で、プレミアリーグはすごい緑が強いんだけど、それは、冬芝だけで成り立ってるから濃く見えますと。J リーグも2月から4月、だから今かな。今の時期は冬芝だから、結構綺麗に見えてるらしい、やっぱりピッチは。
Interesting.
面白かった、いろいろ。
I'm surprised there's only two in Japan, summer and winter.
そうそうそう。
I don't know if they're broken down into those two categories here, but I know in the video, TIFO Talk, there's like four or five.
あ、そうね。混ぜてたね、4つ。
They're just very different grasses. And I remember when I was a kid,I went to the grass shop with my dad. We wanted to buy new lawn, new grass for our backyard. And we went shopping for grass. We had to pick the best grass for our backyard. It was awesome. I loved it. The next point is then maintenance. So in the stadium, there's not much air circulation or wind, which is very bad for the grass. The grass, they say, it gets lazy. They need wind. So the clubs use fans. I think you mentioned before, they use big fans to blow a breeze through the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And light is obviously also very important. Grass needs to grow. It needs light to do that. But the stands of a stadium hinder that. They get in the way. So you've probably seen, as again you mentioned before, those big lights on the pitches. And those can be also be controlled for different intensities of light. And yeah, you obviously move them around to where you need it.
芝生の成長にを助けるためには、さっき言ったライトね、グローライトっていうらしいんですけども、芝生に人工的に強い光を当てて、太陽に当たってるっていうふうに勘違いさせると。で、それによって光合成が行われて成長しますと。けど、日本で今一番問題を抱えているのは神戸です。神戸はスタジアムを屋根つけて、2003年に、でそうした屋根をつけたときに、まず日照時間が減ったっていうのは一個なんだけど、あとね、風の通りがすごい悪くなっちゃったらしくて、ここで、こう結構本当に芝生が夏の期間にダメになっちゃうって言ってて、だから今毎年神戸は、去年も10月かな、1ヶ月ぐらい神戸のスタジアム使わずにユニバーシアードの競技場行ってやってたんで、かなり悩まされてるはずです、今もまだ。
Maybe they need some help from English people. We'll talk about them a bit later on. The final part in this, though, is mowing, the fun part. So this is where you get to have some fun making the pitch look really nice. UEFA says grass should be 24 to 28 millimeters long, but some coaches like it shorter than that for fast ball movement. I think Pep always likes it around 20 millimeters or so. However, cutting the grass in one go, so in one day, you can't cut it all. You have to cut it a little bit each day. So on Monday, you might cut 2 millimeters, Tuesday, 2 millimeters, Wednesday, 2 millimeters, et cetera, until you get to match day. So apparently that just helps the grass grow.
面白いよね。ちょっとずつ刈ろうっていうのも面白いし。
Yeah.
まあこの芝生が短いと、ボールの転がるスピードが速くなる。で、さらに試合前に水撒いて、さらに速くなるっていうので、まあバルセロナなんかね、パス回しがうまいチームは、ホームスタジアムの芝を短く刈り込んで試合に挑む場合が多いと言われてます。で、逆にバルサが来るときにはちょっと長く持っときましょうって言って相手のやつを遅らせるっていうのはもちろんやってることですね。
Yep. And now we get onto the bit we love. The pattern of the grass is actually made by the grass itself. On one side of a blade of grass is matte. On the other side, it's glossy. So the color, basically. One side shines, one side doesn't shine.The lawnmower actually acts like a brush, so it brushes the blades of grass so that one side is showing, and then you come the other direction and the other side of the grass is showing. And that's how we get the beautiful looking pitches with, you know, one dark part, one light part, things like that. Originally, I thought this was a different length. When I was a kid, I tried to do this in my backyard. Seriously, I would try and make my backyard look like this. I thought it was length. You'd cut one bit shorter, one bit longer. But no, it's the brush of the mower.
思ってたよ。俺もそれ同じこと思ってた。
Yeah. It looks like that, right?
うん。なんかちょっと違う感覚になるのかな。こっちからこっちに行くとなんかやりやすくなるのかなみたいな思ってたし。綺麗だよね、やっぱ。まあ、特にイギリスはだから4月、5月の時期はさ、こう暖かくなるから、より緑が濃くなってるように見えるし、芝生。で、これでもさ、2017年、18年、レギュレーションで、こうなんか絵を描くのが禁止になっちゃったんだよね。
That's right.
ね。
Yeah. うん、you know why?
わかんない。なんで
Leicester City, the groundsman there started to put patterns in the grass,、うん、which,、うん、I mean, I don't know why this is bad. Maybe it's distracting for the players or for TV.
そっか、テレビが見づらくなるんだな。
Maybe? I don't know. But、anyway, the FA banned...those patterns, and now you have to do either vertical or horizontal lines.
うん。面白かったけどね、これ毎回。だから、サウスハンプトンとレスターが結構好きでやってたよね、いつも。
That's right, yeah, Southampton and Leicester. So, yeah, but anyway, the Premier League banned it, so now you don't see those patterns anymore. Alrighty, so we're done with the grass. Let's jump on to synthetic pitches. There's a lot of information on this topic, but just to keep it brief, basically, it's still not officially allowed in the Premier League, but in the lower leagues and around Europe,some teams play with AstroTurf. At amateur level, it's definitely getting more popular. I remember Young Boys in Switzerland famously had an artificial pitch and Tottenham played against them. And they had a lot of problems. They weren't used to it. But it was also used in, as an excuse.
Do you like playing on the Astro?
Modern AstroTurf, I don't, or synthetic pitches, I don't mind. But yeah, the old ones, too hard. The bit that I hate most is the little pieces of rubber.
それ靴にすごい入る。
Yeah, you come home and it's like you've got black rubber everywhere. and it gets, like, you find it in your hair. It's not just in your feet, but in your hair as well. It just gets everywhere. I hate that.
そうなんよね。黒くなるしね、なんか手とかもね。
Yeah, 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 your socks.
取れないし。 あれだからなんか結構問題になってたよね。健康に悪いんじゃないかみたいなのもそうだし。 思うよ。 あれしかもやっぱ夏場とかね、日本は暑すぎるからなんかこうすごい熱持っちゃうし、ゴムが。大変だなって思う、いつも。Your
feet really burn.
人工芝なんですけども、爆発的にこの人工芝が広がったのは 2013年ぐらいじゃないかっていうふうに言われてて、まあもちろんなんで増えていくかっていうのは、 一番初めの初期投資はお金かかるんですけど、その引いてしまえばその後の維持費がかからないっていうのが一番の理由で、ちっちゃな予算の規模のクラブは人工芝を使いましょうっていうのは急激に広がりました。で、オランダ一部2部リーグ38チームのうち、なんとね20チームも人工芝を使ってるって言って、多分ベルギーも今も多いし、あとはロシアかな、もう冬でさ寒いからロシアも人工芝多くて、 まあけど選手の意見を言うと、やっぱり怪我が大きい怪我が多いんじゃないかっていうふうな、まあデータ的にはそんなに多くないって言ってるんですけど、選手の感覚的には自分だって、その天然芝だったら大丈夫だったけど、人工芝だったらちょっと怖いっていうのは感覚的にあるっぽいですね。Maybe
mental thing still。で、選手指導者、ジャーナリスト、サポーターがこのアンチ人工芝キャンペーンっていうのをオランダ始まって、
2018年からはそのUEFAのグループステージに進出したチームが受け取れるUEFAの分配金の放映権かな、放映権 5% を天然芝を使用してるチームにお金を出してあげましょうっていうルールができて、天然芝に戻してるチームが多いらしいです、今やっぱりオランダで。Interesting.
Yes, I think artificial pitches make so much sense for semi-pro and amateur football. In Australia, a lot of amateur games, like games that I would play in, in winter, they'd often get cancelled because of the rain. It doesn't have to be much rain, but a little bit of rain, and it means that the pitch just turns to mud, and then other people can't use it, not just football, you know, normal people. So a lot of artificial or all-weather pitches, we call them, they allow these games to be played. So I think in Australia, we're seeing more and more of these pitches being made. It's expensive up front to put in these pitches, but long-term, it's a lot cheaper to maintain them.
お金にすると、まあ大体日本円で約1億円ぐらいでできるらしいんですけど、まあ大体5000円から5000万円から2億円ぐらい。けど人工芝年間コストでいくと、まあ50万円ぐらいって言われてるので、まあ普通の天然芝やったら本当にもっとずっとね人も必要だし水もまいたりっていうのもあるだろうし管理が大変っていうので、お金がかからないっていう理由でかなり人気があります。と。
Alrighty, let's move on to another point, retractable pitches. Now, I try not to bring up Tottenham too much, but there is one part of the team that I love that is better than any other team in the world.
喋った方がいいよ。これは行きましょう。やりましょう。
There's one part that's better than any other team in the world, and that's our stadium. And part of that stadium is the revolutionary retractable pitch, the world's first retractable football pitch. How would you say retractable pitch?
使わないときにこう格納できる、しまえるピッチって感じ。
Retract means to pull back, to pull something away. So underneath the football ground at Tottenham is an NFL pitch where they play American football.
これだから NFL やるために作ったんだよね、そのスタジアムでね。
Yeah, that's right, for both sports. So the football pitch, when you're retracting it, it splits into three parts and then it moves into the car park underneath the south stand of the stadium. The pitch can spend days in there, like 2 weeks sometimes. So this makes maintenance very difficult because you can't walk on the pitch anymore. It's in the car park. So the lights of the car park are actually lights they can control, and they act like the sun. They're the glow lights that you said. And they have remote lawnmowers, which are kind of like a Roomba for cutting your grass.
これね、すごすぎるよね。こう映像見てほしいんですけど、まあピッチが3分割するってなって、それがこう駐車場に入っていくんですけど、 これだから建築家の人が思いつくんかな。すごいよ、だから。で、駐車場に入ったら、そっからはだからさっきみたいな光が必要だから、 駐車場の光が太陽光になりますと。で、さらにカットするのがルンバみたいなやつが何台もあって、そこでカットしていくんで。
It's incredible. There's a great video discovery. Could you watch this video in Japan? It wasn't blocked?
うん、見れた見れた。
Okay, good. So it's on the website.Go and check it out. It's kind of difficult, maybe the English, but you can watch it and you'll understand immediately. Another good learning opportunity. Go and check it out because it really is an incredible stadium.
これ一個心配だったのはさ、もし動かなくなったらさ、すごいもう試合できないよね、このマシンが。
The bit that I was worried about watching it was, I don't want to walk between those pitches. Like the, when they split into three parts, the people walk. What if it comes back? You'd be killed. You'd be pretty, yeah, anyway. Maybe we should do a stadium episode sometime soon.
やろう。これは、なんか俺も思った。スタジアムの話はすごいたくさんできそうだなっていうふうに思ったんで、やりたいですね。
Yep. Mm.
あとね、札幌ドームが野球とサッカー一緒に使ってるから、野球やってるときはサッカーのスタジアムが外に出る、ドーム。けどあれ、北海道が大きいから多分できるんだと思うけど、ロンドンでね、その外で出そうと思ったらお金もすごく変わっちゃうし。
So, maybe that means that my claim that this is the world's first retractable football pitch is wrong. Does the football pitch go back or the baseball pitch?
ね、その札幌ドームはピッチがしまわれるんじゃなくてドームの外に出る。
I should watch that then.
Okay.
Interesting.
うん、面白いよ、あれもあれで。
Mm. Yeah, I want to visit that stadium. Anyway, we're getting long for time, so let's move on to the last point for today, which is the ground staff. And this is a very interesting part. I reckon, I really want to know, is anyone listening to this podcast a groundsman or a groundswoman? Does anyone look after a ground? Because I want to have you on the show and talk. Because this is super interesting.
やりたいね。やりたい。うん。聞いてる人いたら、もし、スタジアムを管理してる方、もしくは、ピッチをこう、いつも環境を整えてる方いたら、ぜひ。
Let us know.
はい。
うん、yeah.Because if the football pitch is the most important or one of the most important parts of professional football, does that make ground staff the most important people at the club? I would say maybe not the most important. The coach, players are probably more important, but they're definitely up there. I think easily one of the most important. I think maybe people of our generation, our age, when you think of a grounds person, you think someone just mows the grass, waters it, draws the lines.And that's kind of your job. It's not true anymore. There's so much more to this job. And it's not just one person anymore. It's a whole team. There's, you know, 5-10 people working on a pitch every day of the year. Christmas Day, Easter, every day.
そうね。農業に近いかもね、本当にね。
農業。
Agriculture.
Definitely. Yeah, agriculture. Well, and also science. There's so much scientific knowledge they need to have.There's a great video Watford put up where the groundsman talks about some of the products and the chemicals. And I mean, they're talking really chemical, scientific terms, mixing products to make the grass grow in a certain way. It's very, very clever. And I think maybe one of the best jobs in football, maybe. Very difficult job, but maybe very rewarding. You don't really have to deal with anyone. Maybe the manager can get annoying with what they want the grass to do. But you get to spend all week at the stadium. You're always on the pitch. You're at every home match. And then you make this beautiful product, this grass that millions of people around the world are looking at what you created. I think that must be so cool.
かっこいい仕事ですね。庭師。うん、そうね。庭をこうかっこよく見せるってのもそうだし、そこにね、世界的プレイヤーがやってきて、自分が管理してるところにやってきてくれるっていうのはやっぱり誇りに思える仕事だね。
Yep.
スタジアムだけじゃなくて、多分練習場も管理してる人がいるだろうから、そっちもやっぱり毎日の仕事で。
That's right.
自然災害が起きた時、雨、台風、あとは雪かな、その時が一番仕事大変だろうなっていうふうには思いますね。
Yep.
なので、ぜひともこう聞いてる方が いましたらご連絡いただけたらなっていうふうに思うし、なんかこう自然についても学べるかなっていうふうには思うんで、このグランドパーソンから多くのことを学べるんじゃないかなって調べてて思いましたね。とっても細かいです。
Absolutely, yeah. So let's quickly talk about one particular grounds person, then Jonathan Calderwood. So if I ask you, who was the biggest transfer in 2013? Maybe you say Carlos Tevez to Juventus, Daniel Sturridge from Chelsea to Liverpool, Fernandinho to Manchester City. But no, maybe it's Jonathan Calderwood from Aston Villa to PSG.
Jonathan Calderwood, Aston Villa. Aston Villa の人だったね。
he's been around. I'm not sure. Maybe he played at, he was at other clubs. But anyway, who is he? No one's ever heard of him. He's not a player. He's a grounds person, a groundsman. So in 2013, he was actually recommended to PSG by Gerard Houllier, and PSG signed him on a transfer from Aston Villa. They got the grounds person.
すごいよね。このグランドパーソンをの移籍が成立したっていうのもすごいし。
Yep.
パリサンジェルマン行ったんだよね。だからアストンビラ。アストンビラもすごいいいスタジアムだよね。
Yeah, that's why they got him, because he was, I think, 12 years in a row the best grounds person.
へえ、そうなんだ。
Yeah. And so PSG was saying they have a very long injury list. Basically, the pitch had all sorts of problems for their passing and things, and then the owners realized it wasn't about buying 11 world-class players. They needed things, they needed the pitch to allow them to work, to do their stuff. Since he joined PSG, they've won the league 7 out of 9 times. And even in 2014, after winning the league, Laurent Blanc, who was the manager at that point, said he credited Calderwood with 16 of the club's points. The groundsman got the team 16 points because it made the team's attack so much sharper.
これ選手はわかるだろうね。やっぱり長くいる選手がさ、なんか今年からなんかパスが違うぞみたいな感覚がさ。
Definitely. ね、yeah. Well, so the PSG actually put this guy in advertising on the TV and things. And Ibrahimovic even said he was getting more attention than him. So yeah, I mean, very important people at a football club, and I would love to learn more. There's a couple of good videos that I've put on the website. Go and check them out, because I think these people are super clever and do amazing work.
うん、面白かったですね。いろいろドキュメンタリーも出てたので、ぜひともビデオで見てほしいなっていうふうには思います。うん、やっぱり。なんかこうそれぞれに物語があって、日本とヨーロッパ一個違うところがあったら、日本はこう市とか県がスタジアムを持ってることが多くて、例えば J リーグのスタッフじゃないことが多いかも、このグラウンド管理してる人は。でヨーロッパやっぱりね、このクラブ移籍するってのそうだけど、クラブの人っていうのがちょっと日本とやっぱ大きな違いかもね、管理してるのが。
That's probably right. So a long way to go for Japan. Anyway, That's 45 minutes or so on grass. It's pretty good effort talking about a football pitch for that long. It was really interesting. Researching this, there was so much information. There's so much more we could have spoken about.
うん、たくさんありましたね。一個だけトミーに質問です。ベストピッチ賞っていうのを日本でずっとやってたらしいんですけど、2001年からこれで16年までやってたらしいんですけど、ベストピッチ。どの芝生が一番良かったかっていうのをマッチコミッショナーの人が評価してて、こう、チェアマンが決定したらしいんですけど、どこだと思いますか ?J リーグ。
In the J League?、I'm gonna say somewhere up in the north.
へぇ。
Bit cooler, so a bit easier to maintain maybe. Let's go with Sendai.
あ、Sendai もね、よかった。
Oh.
うん。岩手君も結構上位に来てたけど、正解は、エスパウス、9 times.
Interesting.
デブリセビア。なんか複数チームが選ばれることもあったんですけど、おそらく僕もまあ静岡で、エスパルスのね、静岡は気候がいいよね、やっぱり。育ちやすいんだと思う、芝生が。
Yeah.
だから、うん、関係してるかなっていうふうに思う。もちろん、そのスタッフの方のね、努力ももちろんあると思うんですけど。
Being near the sea maybe helps the fresh air, maybe having a volcano, Mount Fuji near.
ああ、確かにね、土がいいってのもあるかもね。
Yeah, that's right. Those are the sorts of things, yeah, with just so much scientific stuff that makes up these things. It's very, very interesting. So anyway, that ends today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We wanted to keep it a bit lighter after the two kind of heavy ones on Hillsborough. Let us know your comments. Get in touch. Keep your comments and feedback coming. We love to hear from you, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you very much.
先週と先々週、ヒルズボラでかなりこういろんなことを喋ったなっていうふうに思って、メッセージも何件かいただいているので、来週ですね、時間があるときにご紹介できたらなというふうに思います。今週のエピソード、サッカーのピッチについて思うことがあれば、皆様からのお便りお待ちしております。サッカーと英語、ポッドキャストと Google で調べていただけますと、私たちのページが出てくると思います。そちらにお便りお待ちしております。それではまた来週です。Bye for now!